Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. A 3-judge panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld a lower court's decision to dismiss a lawsuit filed by disabled medical marijuana users against Costa Mesa and Lake Forest. The suit claims the Orange County cities violated the Americans with Disabilities Act when they closed down pot dispensaries. In the ruling, Judge Raymond Fisher wrote, quote, "For now, Congress has determined that for purposes of federal law, marijuana is unacceptable for medicinal use." A lawyer for the medical marijuana patients said he would ask a larger panel of the Ninth Circuit to review the case. California School Superintendent Tom Torlakson says 188 of the state's school districts, with 2.6 million of the state's 6 million K-12 students, are in, quote, "financial jeopardy." In a statement released yesterday, his office warns 12 districts are so troubled they're virtually insolvent. As state lawmakers look over Governor Jerry Brown's revised budget for this fiscal year, many school districts appear to be planning for a worst-case scenario, which assumes voters will not pass taxes this year to alleviate the state's budget crisis. California is one of 20 states that allows parents to opt out of vaccines for their children by signing a form. A bill working its way through committee in Sacramento would require parents to get counseling before signing that form from a licensed healthcare professional about the risks and benefits of skipping immunizations. The Democratic lawmaker who wrote the bill is a pediatrician and says the decision not to vaccinate a child puts others at risk. But Republican Assemblyman Dan Logue, who co-chairs the Assembly's Health Committee, says this is yet another nanny state provision.
Let me tell you how much salt to put on your food, what kind of light bulb you should screw in your lamp. The people of California are fed up with the state government that thinks they can run our lives better than they can, and enough is enough.
After passing out of the Assembly on a party-line vote, AB 2109 heads next to the Senate Health Committee, which is expected to hear it in the next few weeks. In this election year, pollsters will be telling us what voters think about candidates and issues. But polls don't say much about why people feel the way they do. That's where focus groups come in, panels of people giving feedback on issues, policies, candidates, and elected officials. The California Report's Scott Schaefer recently attended 2 focus groups in the San Francisco Bay Area and was surprised at what he heard from some voters.
It's a Wednesday evening at a nondescript office park in Concord, the largest city in Contra Costa County, about 30 miles east of San Francisco.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're ready to start. If you would, please turn your cell phones off and come on in.
10 voters, all Democrats, are led into a meeting room and seated around a large conference table. A 2-way mirror runs along one wall. Behind it, a room where we're allowed to watch. They've agreed to be recorded, but only first names are used to encourage participants to speak freely.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Mark Baldessari of the Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California leads them through a 2-hour open-ended conversation about government, what they like and don't like, what they want. A similar group of Republican voters will follow. Baldessari starts by asking each participant to complete a sentence. "I'm feeling blank about the way things are going in the U.S. these days." The answers in both groups, Republican and Democratic, went something like this.
Frustrated.
Fearful.
Frustrated.
Disappointed.
Scared or anxious.
Frustrated, probably a bit disenchanted as well.
It's almost like watching a train wreck.
Plenty of bipartisan dissatisfaction with politicians and government. Jeff, a 52-year-old manager for PG&E, spoke for many of the Republicans in his group.
The government ought to be working on balance the budget, cut back everything across the board, and let all the departments deal with that as it may.
Several Republicans, including Jeff, said they had little faith that politicians of either party would ever really cut spending or shrink government. Many Democrats also said they lacked faith in government, but for different reasons. Some felt elected officials were beholden to special interest groups and rich donors. Keeley, a 48-year-old homemaker, wondered about waste.
Yeah, I will pay more taxes, but I want someone to open the books. Right. Show me what's going on. What happened to all this money?
Every one of these Republicans voted for Meg Whitman over Jerry Brown, but several had positive feelings about Governor Brown, including Kevin, a 54-year-old health insurance sales manager who thinks Brown isn't just focused on running for higher office.
I mean, there's something to be said for life experience, regardless of your party. So the fact that he's kind of a crabby 74-year-old man makes him more endearing somewhat.
And Harry, a 49-year-old Latino voter from Danville, acknowledged that Brown inherited a mess.
So he's trying to reverse that, and he's drawn the line in the sand, even with his own party. So I have to commend him for that.
But these Republicans had no warm feelings for President Obama. One said he was acting like a monarch. Several Democrats, including Greg, a white carpenter from Pleasant Hill, said some criticism of the president was unreasonable.
It's just get rid of Obama for whatever reason. You could call it racism, you could call it hatred, whatever it is. It's just so negative, it's amazing.
There were some surprising areas of agreement in the two groups, like public employee pensions. Even Democrats who were union members said something has to be done to rein in benefits. And Kevin, a 54-year-old African-American attorney, agreed.
You know, they get raises and they're secure in what they get. And some of them get, you know, basically 100% of what they had, you know, at the time of their retirement.
There was also bipartisan concern about education cuts and rising tuition. Amber, a 23-year-old Republican who tutors students in English, mentioned a friend who dropped out of school just before getting his master's degree.
Because he didn't have the funds to pay for it. Mm-hmm. He was taking out a bunch of loans and he just didn't have the money to pay it back.
These Republican voters didn't seem to have an appetite for making social issues the focal point of this year's elections. And Michael, a Republican father of three who's retired from the Coast Guard, even launched into a defense of same-sex marriage.
I have friends who are gay, who live together, who want to get married. They found their mate in life. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't last, they get a divorce. Mm-hmm. Everybody should have their own rights to be able to have a happy life.
Afterwards, moderator Mark Baldessari said conversations like these offer deeper insights into how people feel about important issues in an unfiltered kind of way.
Trying to hear from people how they describe things in their own terms rather than the way we who, you know, live in a world of experts talking to experts might describe things.
All these feelings get distilled into votes, which will be counted June 5th when California holds its presidential primary election. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
We're going to be all over the primary election this week and next. Look for the link to Election 2012 on our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, May 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org.